from the Ohio News Network. This is the ONN Daily Podcast.
It's Tuesday, June 18th, 2024. For the Ohio News Network, I'm Kate Burdett. For the sixth straight day, authorities in South Central Ohio are continuing their search for an escaped inmate who slipped away from police at the Fairfield Medical Center in Lancaster, then stole a vehicle, cell phone, and cash from a nearby resident on Thursday. ONN's Tracy Townsend has more.
Kidnapping suspect Quintel Bagley is still on the run, and we talk with the first people to run into him after he got away.
I gave him my keys, and I thought he would just leave. He had me cover him up with a blanket that I had laying around to cover up his handcuffs, I guess, and I finally did get him to go out the door.
The family says no one was hurt during that encounter with Bagley. Grove City Police say there are no new updates in the search for him, but he is armed and dangerous, so if you see him, immediately call 911.
Some new information in the case of a man killed by a sheriff's deputy in the village of Rudolph, southwest of Toledo. Here's ONN's Kaylee Kirby.
We now know the name of the man who was shot and killed by a Wood County sheriff's deputy. The sheriff's office responded to a home in Rudolph Village for a person who was possibly suicidal. The deputy allegedly tried to calm George Taylor down, but Taylor pointed a gun at the deputy. The deputy shot Taylor, who was taken to a hospital where he died. Ohio's Bureau of Criminal Investigations is looking into the incident.
A small business owner in Toledo accused of taking thousands of dollars for events is out on bond. Kaylee Marantette with affiliate WTOL-TV has more.
Alicia Owens is charged with two counts of felony theft. She's accused of taking money for events that either didn't go as planned or didn't happen at all. Her company is Over the Tops Occasions, LLC. All three victims say they've filed lawsuits against Owens.
A suspect has been arrested in connection to a series of acts of vandalism in Dayton. ONN's Parker Testa.
Dayton cops arrested 55-year-old Jack Ahart on Friday. Three businesses in downtown Dayton were vandalized on June 8th, including a rock being thrown through a window. Officers say Ahart has been arrested previously for those types of crimes. He is now in the Montgomery County Jail.
A Juneteenth celebration will be held in Akron after all. Over the weekend, city officials abruptly canceled all public events due to safety concerns. Yesterday, the City of Akron and the Akron Urban League announced a consolidated Juneteenth celebration will be held tomorrow from 1 to 7 p.m. at the John S. Knight Center. Officials believe an indoor event will allow police to prioritize security and maintain crowd control. It also allows vendors to recoup their losses from last weekend. The Ohio Department of Transportation wants to make driving on U.S. Route 23 easier. ONN's Andrew Kinsey has details.
ODOT announced new recommendations to improve the stretch between Columbus and Toledo. These recommendations would remove nearly all of the 39 traffic lights along that corridor. They would also widen lanes and add intersections and construct overpasses. ODOT says changes could cut future rush hour times to less than 30 minutes and also decrease crashes. All right, so these recommendations for 23 are not final plans, and ODOT will present more details on the options during public meetings.
And in the National Hockey League, the Columbus Blue Jackets are making moves in the offseason, starting at the top. ONN's Dom Tiberi explains.
The Columbus Blue Jackets have fired head coach Pascal Vincent. Team president, general manager Don Waddell says no other decisions involving the coaching staff will be made at this time, and that the search for a new head coach is underway. In a statement, Waddell said Vincent was an outstanding person, a smart hockey coach, but that he felt a change behind the bench was best for the team's interest.
Thanks to our television affiliates, WBNS in Columbus, WKYC in Cleveland, and WTOL in Toledo, for their contributions to today's podcast. I'm Kate Burdett on the Ohio News Network.
This has been the ONN Daily Podcast, a production of Radio Ohio Incorporated on the Ohio News Network.